to ask the Scottish Executive what its position is on the range of powers of the Police Investigations and Review Commissioner.
Cabinet Secretary Michael Matheson.
The Police and Fire Reform Scotland Act 2012 and related regulations strengthened the police oversight arrangements and provided additional broad investigative powers for the Police Investigations and Review Commissioner. The PIRC can investigate a range of different investigations. It can undertake a range of different investigations in serious incidents defined by the legislation, such as death or serious injury following police contact. The accompanying serious incident regulations require that a person must cooperate with the PIRC, including by providing documents and other information the Commissioner may require. When the Crown has directed PIRC to investigate, the PIRC officers would conduct their duties under the direction of the Commissioner and, as such, have all the powers and privileges of a constable, such as detention or arrest and seizing documents or other evidence. PIRC has not raised any concerns about their powers to investigate cases.
Claire Baker.
Presiding Officer, Sheku Bayou died in police custody in Kirkcaldy on May the 3rd, and there's an investigation ongoing into the circumstances of his death. His family understandably want answers. As this is a serious case, as the Cabinet Secretary says, PIRC carry out this inquiry under the direction of the Crown. The development of this investigation, however, has raised some serious concerns about the range of powers of PIRC. My understanding is that in a case such as this, a serious case, such as a death in custody, the accompanying Regulation 5 of PIRC Regulations 2013, which provides PIRC with the power to require information from police officers, does not apply and that no witness can be compelled to give a statement. In addition to this, it has been reported that in March a Police Scotland memo was issued to police officers following an agreement with the Crown, advising them that they do not have to provide operational statements relating to incidents they are involved with if there is a possibility of them being subject to criminal complaints. This leads to a situation when, exactly at the stage where PIRC needs the strongest possible powers, its powers are restricted and officers are being advised that they do not need to cooperate where there is the possibility of criminal complaint. The lack of operational statements surely hampers an investigation. Can the Cabinet Secretary respond to these serious concerns?
Michael Mal, Cabinet Secretary.
Signed Officer, it would of course be appropriate for me to make comment in relation to an existing live investigation which is being conducted by PIRC under the direction of the Crown Office. However, in general terms, the member is correct that there were some changes made to the operating standard procedure that she refers to. That was a change that was to reflect the particular circumstances where an individual officer may be the witness to a particular event, and they are considered on a case-by-case basis when it comes to taking a statement from those officers. Routinely, though, the normal process would be, as it were, they have been a witness, that they should not be relieved of their duties until an operational statement has been written. But as I say, that's also dealt with on a case-by-case basis. I also indicated to the member in my answer is that there are procedures in place under the regulations which we believe give PIRC sufficient powers to undertake any investigation into any case that is required. If, following any investigation that PIRC have been undertaking, they highlight that they feel there is some deficiency in their existing powers, then, of course, we would consider that. That would be something that we would consider from PIRC following the completion of any investigation that they may have.
Mr. Speaker.
I do appreciate the Cabinet Secretary's response to that. The problem here, I think, has been the lack of operational statements, and I do understand police officers are entitled to the same protection as any other citizen. However, if we're to have policing by consent, there needs to be public confidence in the investigations. And at the moment, the current legislation, the regulations and the guidance appear to create an environment where it is possible for information, key information, not to be shared at key moments in an investigation. Will the Cabinet Secretary, I do hear that he says he will listen to any recommendations from PIRC, but will he also give a commitment today that he will ask his civil servants and legal advisers to investigate the serious issues that have been raised over the weekend and report back to Parliament as a matter of urgency?
Cabinet Secretary.
Well, no, I can't give that commitment because that's a live investigation, and it would be appropriate for that live investigation to be completed prior to considering any of these matters. And as I indicated to the member, if following any investigation that PIRC make representations to us about deficiencies in their powers, which they have not done so, then we would clearly consider those matters. But I think it's appropriate that we allow the investigation that's been directed by the Crown Office through PIRC to be completed, and any issues that need to be considered following that to be done so then.
Alice McInnes.
Thank you very much. As I understand it, PIRC confirmed publicly that they made several failed attempts to secure statements and only recently secured the statement. Surely that in itself is a matter of concern. And does the Cabinet Secretary not accept that there is at least a perception of a risk of conflicts of interest and the undermining of the separations of power if the PIRC can only compel an officer to provide information when an investigation has been requested by the force or the Chief Constable and not when it's been initiated by the Crown Office?
Cabinet Secretary.
Well, I think, yet again, in relation to this particular case, clearly if there are any issues that emerge from the case, it would be considered following that particular investigation. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on the detail of what's going on in that investigation at this particular point in time. But if, as I've mentioned, if there are any issues that are highlighted following this particular investigation or any other investigation that's undertaken by PIRC, then we will consider them at that point. To date, we have not received any representation from PIRC in relation to their particular powers.